Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A Trump administration official says the U.S. will be monitoring the implementation of the agreement between Turkey and Russia to jointly patrol areas in Syria. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports President Trump announced he would be lifting sanctions on Turkey after it agreed to a permanent ceasefire in northern Syria.
A senior administration official says Turkey should be careful about any deals it makes with Russia. The official said the U.S. would be keeping an eye on the treatment of people living in those areas and urged all sides to ensure that no civilians are forcibly removed from their homes. Turkey and Russia agreed that both countries would patrol the land currently occupied by Kurdish military forces once the Kurdish fighters withdraw. The move may boost Russian influence in the region, with Russian troops set to replace U.S. troops who once patrolled the area. President Trump has said the U.S. will leave a residual force in Syria, but has not specified how many service members will remain. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News, Washington.
The power is going off in Northern California again today. PG&E says due to high fire risk, they're cutting electricity today to hundreds of thousands of customers. From member station KQED, Michelle Wiley reports.
In the announcement, PG&E said it will shut off power to parts of the Sierra Nevada foothills and the North Bay area, with more shutoffs coming overnight. The utility says the so-called public safety power shutoffs are due to hot, dry, and windy weather, which can damage power lines and cause wildfires. Earlier this month, PG&E shut off power to more than 700,000 customers across Northern California. Governor Gavin Newsom and state lawmakers sharply criticized the utility, saying it didn't give people enough notice and that shutoffs are not a long-term solution. These shutoffs are part of the wildfire mitigation plan PG&E was forced to create after it was found that their equipment caused several deadly wildfires. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Wiley in San Francisco.
Meanwhile, Southern California Edison says it could cut power to more than 300,000 customers tomorrow. The government of Chile is trying again to end a wave of protests that have paralyzed much of the country for the past few days. NPR's Philip Reeves is there.
Chile's president, Sebastián Piñera, has announced a package of reforms aimed at bringing calm to his country after days of protests. But in the capital, Santiago, many, many thousands of people have gathered, delivering a message that these protests are not over and that the package is not enough. There are skirmishes with the security forces, tear gas is being fired. They're chanting slogans, waving flags, and daubing graffiti on the walls, calling for Piñera to resign. Philip Reeves, NPR News, San Diego.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street today. The Dow up 45 points. The Nasdaq rose 15 points. This is NPR. A pioneering reporter who covered the civil rights movement has died. Katherine Johnson was 93 years old. As Grace Walker from member station WABE reports, Johnson was welcomed into the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
The day Dr. King was assassinated, Katherine Johnson was the only reporter allowed in the family's home. Johnson was working for the Associated Press at the time.
The yard was had quite a few people in it. There were a few reporters there, and there was a policeman on there, and he said, No reporters allowed inside, only family and really close friends. And the door opened, and I saw Coretta down the hall, and she spotted me, and she said, let Katherine in. That's how I got in.
The Associated Press described Johnson as a trailblazing reporter. She was one of few female journalists to cover the civil rights movement in the 1960s. For NPR News, I'm Grace Walker in Atlanta.
U.S. health officials say they are considering requiring women who get breast implants to receive stronger warnings about the possible associated risks. The Food and Drug Administration announcing today manufacturers should add a boxed warning, the most serious type, to information used to market and prepare patients for implants. The recommendations are the agency's latest attempt to manage safety issues associated with breast implants. The FDA says it will get comment from the public on the proposed regulations before formally adopting them. Crude oil futures prices posted their highest finish in nearly a month today after a U.S. government report showed an unexpected decline in inventories, oil up $1.49 a barrel, to close at $55.97 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.